Global Electric Utility, AES, announced it will go coal-free by 2025. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports it's unclear if that means that the Petersburg coal plant in Indiana will close.
AES Indiana, formerly known as Indianapolis Power and Light, is in the middle of its long-term planning process, where it usually decides what energy sources to build or retire. It says it won't make any decisions on the Petersburg plant until that process is done late this year. Wendy Bredhold is with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign in Indiana. She says the utility's response is confusing and takes the shine off of the corporate announcement.
By not only refusing to say what their plans are for the Petersburg superpolluter in Southwest Indiana, but suggesting that they may not retire it in a follow-up to our questions.
AES Indiana has already closed one unit of the plant and will close another by May of next year. The Petersburg plant currently employs about 300 people and is one of the largest taxpayers in Pike County. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Beyond Coal and the City of Indianapolis say the plant needs to fully retire to help avoid the worst effects of climate change.